Welcome into a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I am chatting with Ed Moya, Senior Market Analyst over at Oanda. And Ed, let's start off by talking about the earnings season that we are just starting with the bank earnings. We have seen Citigroup and JP Morgan so far. Note actually that the U.S. consumer is looking fairly healthy. This is all on the back of the U.S. banks passing the stress test, but the overall market does seem to still be, for the most part, on hold. Can you first break down some of those bank earnings from JP Morgan and Citigroup and your takeaway from them, at least initially in this earnings season?
Yes, and thanks for having me on again. I think when we take a look at the results, Citigroup yesterday, they kicked it off. Their consumer division, that was the key standout for them. JP Morgan, too, they had lots of positive comments on the U.S. consumer. And when we take a look, and we also got Goldman Sachs' results earlier this morning, too. And right now, everything is kind of like adding up. You had lots of strength coming from the consumer divisions. Even we saw a better retail sales number this morning. The picture is the U.S. economy is still, it's not falling off a cliff. We're still probably going to see, like the beginning of last week, we saw expectations for that second quarter advanced GDP at 2%. It's been slowly creeping up higher as more forecasters update their targets. There's just a little bit more optimism right now that we're seeing build on the U.S. consumer, which is kind of interesting because what it does two things. Number one, it does keep, the financial world wanting to keep their investments with the U.S. because the U.S. stock market is going to outperform the others, most likely, is the narrative that you're seeing if the consumer is still strong. But what this does do is it kind of pushes back that rate cut schedule that a lot of people were targeting, before we had a couple good data prints from the U.S., markets were pretty convinced 4 rate cuts within the next year. Now you're starting to see possibly 3. Everyone's convinced it'll be 25 basis point at the end of this month, and then the next meeting we could probably have another 25. But then there's a little uncertainty as far as will we get that third cut, and then if things are still, the consumer is still strong, labor is still strong, and then if we see these cuts provide a little bit of lift, then that could be something that will kind of derail some of those expecting for a much deeper rate cutting schedule from the Fed. But overall, the playbook is still in place. The Fed is going to cut. This data is not going to, even if let's say we have a good GDP advance reading next week, it's not going to derail the rate cut that we'll see at the end of the month.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. We talk about data from day to day, week to week, and now earnings season is upon us. But really, it just plays into a bigger picture of what the central banks are going to do. And right now, or at least, let's say a week ago, 2 weeks ago, everybody was on board for the Fed cutting rates, and who knows, maybe even a 50-point cut at the end of this month. But that all is turned fairly quickly on, as you said, the back of some good data and some okay earnings out of the banks, at least to start us off here. But one thing that I think we are seeing in the markets is a general slowdown, right? Again, people are just waiting to truly hear what the Fed is going to say, but the markets are still just slowly grinding higher. What do you think if the Fed does come out with a rate cut and some guidance for maybe another rate cut or another 2 rate cuts? Do you think that fits investors' expectations so far? Or has everyone just gotten so on board with upcoming rate cuts that any less than maybe 3 rate cuts this year is going to be a disappointment to traders?
Well, I think if we do have less than 3, that will be a little bit of a disappointment. But the bigger picture, and we have to remember that the U.S. economy is dependent on the rest of the world. And what we're going to see most likely, if we go from the smallest to the largest, the Bank of Japan, they're likely to extend their pledge for low rates. And also now there's a belief that we're going to see the Bank of Japan support the government in a spending package, which will be unveiled probably in the fall. Much more stimulus from Japan. PBOC is going to pump a lot more credit into their private companies. They need to generate more jobs and growth, and that's how they're going to do it. So we're going to see a lot more easing from the PBOC. And the ECB, now everyone's expecting them to cut rates, and then guess what? They're going to probably restart their bond buying purchase program. So you're going to have, even if, let's say, we see less stimulus from the Fed than many are hoping, the rest of the world is still going to come through with theirs, because their outlooks, their economies are going to need it. So that's kind of where we are right now with the with that dynamic. So you're gonna see no shortage of that punch bowl getting filled.
Well, and I think the fact of the matter is something that you said on your first answer is that everyone is still looking somewhat more favorably towards the U.S. and the U.S. markets. Is there anything on the forefront that you could see that could change that outlook? Quite simply, we got some weaker numbers out of Germany today. Europe continues in general to be strong. China just had some weak numbers earlier this week when it dealt with, I believe, their imports or exports. So again, it's kind of the U.S. as the standout, but is there anything on the forefront that you could see that could change that?
I think the one area that many people are concerned about, or they're expecting, is an update on this trade war. So if we see trade talks completely fall apart between the U.S. and China, you're going to see the PBOC quickly deliver triple R cuts. They're going to do everything in their power to stem the blow that would deliver to their economy. You'll probably see greater easing bets. The damage to global growth would really derail the equities rally, and you would see an ugly picture going forward. I think that if we do get a positive resolution or significant progress in trade talks, you'll see that kind of probably dampen some of these easing expectations from the PBOC and from the rest of the other central banks. But if we do have global growth eventually take us back to a more positive outlook for the whole global world, this is going to provide us with eventually a longer-term rally. But right now, I think markets are going to be a little bit more positive on equities if we see the data deteriorate further. So it's kind of a little counterintuitive here. But eventually, I think if we do have a resolution in the trade war, things will be positive for equities and risk appetite. But I think actually in the short run, that's going to really have a very messy move, because I think there's so much built in right now in this next wave of stimulus, because eventually everything is going to have to modernize, and we're going to eventually probably see monetary policy come back to normal in some economies, and that will make for more interesting trading. But right now it seems like all the major indices are going to be moving in tandem on this easing expectations that we're going to get from these central banks.
So can I just get a quick comment on the dollar too? The dollar has been moving generally higher, and that could be due to some of the better data out of the U.S. or, quite frankly, some of the weaker data from the rest of the world. Is that what you think is driving the dollar? And do you think the dollar still could move a bit higher?
I think if we continue to see better data from the U.S., that will pare back those easing expectations. But in the aftermath of the FOMC meeting at the end of the month, I think that you will see some dollar weakness. I think that while earnings season has come off on a good start right now for the U.S. consumer, there are lots of pressures that are going to probably weigh on it. I think right now you're seeing thin liquidity, you're seeing summer moves. Ultimately, I believe the dollar is going to be in a position where we could see a major reversal if things do play out the way that the data, the bigger picture has been unfolding.
All right, Ed, good chatting with you. As always, I know it's starting to sound like a little bit of a broken record, but the fact of the matter is it is still all about central banks and trade. Even though we are in the middle of earnings season, everyone just forecasts what earnings mean for, well, mostly the Fed, but also tying into trade. Hey, Ed, great chatting with you. Everyone, click that link below and go follow along with what Ed is writing over at Oanda on a daily basis. Thanks for your time today, Ed.
Thank you.